So we have to consider the next few lines. The first one, since throughout my beginningless lives until now, the root of all my suffering has been my self-cherishing mind. Practically, this is the mind that gives us all our suffering. Of course, self-grasping is the root. This is also part of the root. But in fact, they're both, they're two minds together. Self-grasping is something almost invisible to us, isn't it? We don't feel it, we don't really see how it harms us particularly. But this one, if we understand about the selfish, self-centered mind of self-cherishing, we look in detail at all of the suffering and problems that we've experienced in this life, and then contemplate by extrapolation into our previous lives, we can see every single one of our sufferings and problems has arisen because we have this exaggerated sense of how important we are. Always thinking, I'm so important, my feelings are so important, you know, nobody thinks about me except me, I'm the only one who thinks about me. With this complaining mind going on all the time, isn't it? The self-cherishing mind. I was thinking the other day, it's like complaint headquarters, isn't it? If you want to go to the complaint section of your mind, go to self-cherishing. It is always complaining that nothing is good enough for you. The conditions around you are never good enough, the people are never good enough, blah, 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 blah. It's an endless stream of discontent and dissatisfaction coming from this tight grasping at me, 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 that thinks I'm important. I better not get too excited here. So we need to look a little bit, maybe, I don't know, just a little bit, we can look at, you know, how does this mind develop? Where does it come from? So in How to Transform Your Life, not sure which book of Geshe-la's I'm reading now, he explains about this mind and how it develops. Very, very helpful for us to understand that it is coming from ignorance. He says, due to the imprints of self-grasping, accumulated since beginningless time, whatever appears to our mind, including our I, appears to be inherently existent. Okay, so in our previous lives, countless times, the delusion of self-grasping was functioning, and those imprints of self-grasping are still functioning now, the imprints left behind by all of our self-grasping activities. And those are powering our present self-grasping. They're giving rise to our present self-grasping, the imprints of the delusion of self-grasping. And due to that, everything that appears to us, including our own I, which exists, our I exists, how does it exist? We'll find out soon. It exists just as a name, I, the mere I. Okay? You think, I, that's it, that's all there is. But no, our self-grasping is not satisfied with that. Our self-grasping, as it said, grasps, it mistakenly believes that this mere I exists objectively, inherently, solidly from its own side. So that is the root of the problem, the self-grasping ignorance, creating this figment, this kind of diseased understanding about who we are. So that's the first step. We grasp at our I as inherently existent. Then, grasping it as our own self, as inherently existent, we then grasp at the self of others as inherently existent. Of course, if I'm inherently existent, then you must be inherently existent. And then we grasp at self and others as inherently different. How sad. There's nothing inherently different about sentient beings. Each sentient being is the same. From the point of view of wanting to be happy, wanting to be free from suffering, every sentient being is exactly the same. But this horrible mind of self-cherishing, self-grasping coming up is creating all the divisions, all of the alienation, all the difficulties, all the problems that come from this mistaken belief, believing we're different, inherently different. We then generate self-cherishing, which instinctively feels, I am supremely important and precious. Now this process is taking place continuously. It's not like, oh, it happened a long time ago, we can't do anything about it. No, this is happening right now. Right now, every moment, our mind is pervaded by these two demons of self-grasping and self-cherishing, which are continuously functioning. They're functioning all the time. All that sense of difference, alienation, I don't know, prejudice, injustice, you know, all the things that our societies are full of now, all the division and so forth, it's all coming. Because these minds are functioning to produce this, the generators of disharmony, the troublemakers in our mind. Yeah. Horrible. When you think about it deeply, it's so repugnant, it's so bad. It's, in themselves, the minds are neutral, they're not negative, they're not actually creating bad karma yet, they're not making us do bad things. But this is the root that they come from, it's like a neutral thing. You know, it doesn't make us feel like necessarily feel bad particularly, but it quickly leads on to all the badness, all the terrible feelings, unpleasant feelings and so forth that ourselves and others generate. They all come from this root. So in summary, our self-grasping apprehends our I, it gets a hold of the I that exists, the mere I, and it apprehends it as inherently existent. And our self-cherishing then cherishes that I as inherently existent and above all others. It's you know, uber, it's like above everything. It's like up there, you know, looking down on everyone, isn't it? For ordinary beings, I guess like a bit more, he says, for ordinary beings, which is us, self-grasping and self-cherishing are very closely related and almost mixed together. In some places, he says, they're the same mind. We can think about them being like almost the same. Intellectually, we can distinguish, but practically, they do the same things. We can say they're both types of ignorance because they both mistakenly apprehend a non-existent object. This is a tragedy, isn't it? We're apprehending non-existent objects, just like a person who's taken some crazy drug. You know, there's so many drugs on the black market now, you know, these hallucinogenic drugs, which kind of make people jump off high buildings and fall into the traffic, you know, on the road. You can see them if you watch present-day movies of North America. You can see people doing this all the time on the streets. This is what we're like. I mean, we're not exactly like that. But every pain and every problem that comes to us is becoming, we've made a mistake. We've made a mistake in the way that we're perceiving another person, thinking about another person, saying something, whatever, it's all mistaken. None of the things that we are reacting to and responding to actually exist. You know? They're just not there. Which we'll find out in a while when we look at ultimate truth. So, finally, it says, because any action motivated by these minds is a contaminated action, because I'm contaminated, that causes us to be reborn in samsara. It's contaminated by self-grasping, self-cherishing. It is also correct to say, for ordinary beings, both self-grasping and self-cherishing are the root of samsara. So before we were focused particularly on the ignorance of self-grasping being the root of samsara, we can also say self-cherishing too. This is also a root. You know, my samsara, my suffering is coming from my self-cherishing. We can tell ourselves that. Gather all blame into one. This is where all my problems are coming from. Previously, we looked at how it was the ignorance of self-grasping, not understanding reality and so forth. A little bit abstract. This is more practical for us. Every bad feeling we're getting, every conflict we're experiencing with other people is coming from our own self-cherishing.